This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick in our studios at NPR West.
And I'm Madeline Brand in San Diego, where the biggest evacuation in California history is still taking place. This morning, one fire jumped the 5 freeway. That's just north of here near the Camp Pendleton Marine Base. That's the same freeway we drove down yesterday. The freeway was closed for a time earlier this morning. So far, at least 1,500 homes have burned to the ground in this area, and that number is expected to go up. There are at least 5 deaths associated with these fires. Carrie Kahn is with us now. She's part of the team of NPR reporters covering the fires here in San Diego. And hi, Carrie, what are we hearing today about the evacuations and the efforts to bring these fires under control?
I was just listening to a briefing this morning by all sorts of county officials and fire officials. It's just amazing to me. They're still ordering mandatory evacuations. You just think it's the third day. Yeah. We're on the Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You just think there can't be any place left to evacuate. The fires are spreading, as you said. There's one that's of great concern in the northern regions of the county that has jumped the 5 and is headed toward the San Onofre Nuclear Power Plant. The parts that they're most concerned about, I think, are the town of Julian, which sits on a mountaintop in the east county. They're defending that, making a stand there. And also on another mountain to the north, Palomar Mountain, which is home to the historic Palomar Observatory. So firefighters are making a stand on both of those mountaintops.
And Carrie, the president arrives here tomorrow. We just heard from Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff that federal resources are being brought into San Diego. What are people saying here that they need the most?
Firefighters. They need air support. That's really what people want. The large water dumping aircraft and the fire retardant dumping aircraft. That is exactly what they have in this federal emergency and disaster declarations. One that's pending is just what is needed right now, because that allows for states to bring in more resources, the nearby states, and they need air support. And you could see, we see blue skies, so there is, in certain areas of the county, better visibility, and so they can get more of those aircraft up in the air. They just need a lot of it.
Yeah, and you are sort of a veteran of covering these kinds of disasters. A couple of years ago, you were in Houston at the Astrodome, where thousands of Katrina evacuees were taken after the storm. We're here at the Qualcomm Stadium, where there are about 10,000 evacuees. And how do you compare the two?
I've been thinking about that a lot, and you just don't want to get into comparing misery stories. You just cannot compare misery. But, you know, we do have the football stadium and thousands of people here. You could see a lot of people in the parking lot have pup tents here and sleeping in their cars and doing whatever they can. It feels eerily reminiscent of those times, but it is a different disaster. This is a larger county, and there was so much misery there at the Astrodome. People just had spent 2 or 3 days in New Orleans before they were evacuated. There was a lot more trauma. But I was just in Qualcomm Stadium, and you hear these stories of people that have been sleeping. This is their third night now. You can't sleep in these shelters. It's very difficult to get any rest, and people are getting very weary.
And you came across some nursing home patients.
This was just amazing. I made a right turn to the bar, which overlooks this beautiful view of Mission Valley here in San Diego. And there are more than 100 a nursing home. They were evacuated from the nursing home up on one of the mountains, and there are just 100 elderly people sitting in wheelchairs. They've been in these wheelchairs for 3 days now. It is a very miserable situation in there. But they're doing the best that they can for these people.
Thank you, Carrie. That's NPR's Carrie Kahn. We're both outside the Qualcomm Stadium here in San Diego.